Catherine Tegan Books and Harper Audio present Foul Play by Kristen O'Donnell Tubb. Performed by Jean Sakia. For Chloe, my fellow family artist. 1. Carpe diem. When someone is good at shuffling a deck of cards, it's like a bird in flight. The smooth arch of the cards like wings, the tiny flutter of the deck like wing beats. Tidy and perfect. My Uncle Will could shuffle like that. He could look you in the eye, tell a joke, laugh, and slide the right number of cards across the table, tucked under your nested hands. Sometimes in my memories, I still see him doing it. Anyway, when someone dies and they leave a last will and testament, that's what happens. Their stuff gets shuffled up and dealt to the people sitting around the table, just like a deck of cards. Whenever they read someone's last will and testament in the movies, it's in this big, dramatic office full of wood and leather, and all the tear-stained folks clutch their pearls and ring into their fur coats and blow their noses into silk hankies. Millions of dollars are doled out. Inheritances are claimed. Estates are settled. Whatever that means. Lies, intrigue, accusations of foul play. But here I am, at my very first will reading, and I'm sitting in a too-hot car, staring at a dirty glass door in a strip mall. The door has Cheatham Law Offices painted on it. The office is sandwiched between a Subway and a store that sells aquariums and fish food, but no fish, apparently. Mom fiddles with the air conditioning, but it's still spewing hot air only. She huffs loudly. AC needs to be fixed. She lifts her chin at the door in front of us before resting it on the steering wheel. Cheatham Law. Is this some kind of joke? Grammy licks her teeth. I'm sure he's one of the most brilliant legal minds in all of Charleston. I'm sure, Mom says, shaking her head. Jacob drums on Mom's headrest from the back seat.
This is awesome! A will reading! Uncle Will's will! Maybe he was a secret millionaire or something. Like maybe he won the lotto and didn't tell anyone? I bet he's leaving me a Lamborghini.
Grammy is applying her vampire red lipstick in the small sunshield mirror. She raises an eyebrow at me in the mirror. I'm in the back seat behind her, so there's no mistaking Grammy's eyebrow sarcasm. She turns to Mom.
Well now, that's a possibility, isn't it, Teresa?
Mom pinches her lips together. If I'd asked that question, she would have replied, Don't be ridiculous. Will would never be able to keep a secret like that. But since it's her mom asking it, she just pinches her lips, rolls her eyes. I want to chuckle, but I don't. I've missed this. The four of us together, cutting up. Lately, we're rarely in the same house at the same time. All of us in one car? Hasn't happened since... Well, I can't remember when. We just need Uncle Will and Uncle Frank to make it truly complete.
A full house, Uncle Will would say with a devilish grin, sliding all the poker chips into his pile on game night.
Mom cuts the engine of our Toyota Prius. The car keeps grumbling, sputters, coughs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?